Blog Talk Radio.
What up, giblets? It's that time. It's that time in the week where things... Actually, we're not PG-ing this shit. Where I get real. What I think about pro wrestling, not just WWE. My thoughts on practically the changes that are happening around us. You see, a lot of you think I just centered a discussion around WWE. Well, Royal Rumble was any indication. Why? Folks, let me explain this to you and how this works. The reason why I discuss World Wrestling Entertainment is because they are a part of the wrestling spectrum. If I don't, well, then I'm sure no one will lose any sleep at all. And all the women and children can go home safely. Because I can discuss whatever the fuck I want. And for those of you who left messages on Instagram yesterday saying how I am nothing more than glorified WWE Mark who doesn't think highly of the independents, I don't discount anybody who works on the independent scene. After all, guys, I was a part of the indies for a couple years. That doesn't mean I live, breathe, sleep, and discuss anything and everything that is the independent scene. For example, Wrestling Revolver. Love that group to death. Do you know why? Because it's a fun group to be around. Sami Callihan does an amazing job with Jesse Havoc. They put on one hell of an amazing show. I didn't get a chance to watch CCW, but I can tell you from experience, some of those cats know what they're doing, and Mikey McNeely will be a guest on the show next week from only let's see, 4 o'clock to 4:45. So if you have any questions, folks, feel free to call in at 213-943-3422. Again, it's 213-943-3422. We're going to pause for station identification, folks. So bear with me, we're going to go a little bit old school, Wrestle Radio. Okay, so first and foremost, WWE has made some changes to its programming, the way it looks, the way it sounds, the way it feels. Well, technically, it might still feel the same to some of you. Format-wise, WWE Raw was presented with less promos. SmackDown Live, though, they've always been on the ball. They've always been decent. Okay, it's gotten better. What do you mean? Oh, okay, yeah. Jimmy Jacobs was part of the reason why that show has gotten better to where it is and where it will stay getting better. You know, it keeps constantly improving and reinventing products. The whole Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens thing was going stale, I guess, so that's why they decided to write those two apart. Cry, cry. I mean... Sometimes, guys, story builds and builds between certain characters are not quite as what you wrote on paper, so therefore has to go to the wayside. Kind of disappointed. I really enjoy Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn pairing, but, you know, we've all seen this before. If you haven't watched PWG, when Zayn was Generico, he didn't say much. When he finally took the mask off, I'm guessing people really forgot about that now, didn't they? But anyways, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, the pair that is very highly interesting. Now, not to say that Shinsuke or Randy or Breezango or anybody else on SmackDown Live's roster is worth a damn, but Kevin Owens can draw a crowd. Kevin Owens can make sense. He makes things easy for people to follow. Now, granted, Sami Zayn took a minute for him to come into the light. Basically, I think when he was baby facing, it really wasn't quite working, so they paired him with Owens, right? That concept of Tweedledee and Tweedledum, or as AJ put it, the defunct or Muppets. Yep. I like that idea. I don't know about you guys, but I thoroughly enjoy watching Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. I know Byron Saxton will constantly be the guy, the analyst who basically points things out, much like Michael Cole does on Monday Night Raw, but I don't know. We are going to pause 10 seconds, ladies and gentlemen, for a station identification. So bear with me. Okay, so, as I was saying, the genius that is Kevin Owens makes things easy for fans to relate to. Sami Zayn, it takes him a minute, not really, kind of very relatable to fans, and now I guess they're breaking the pair up for unbeknownst reasons to me. But I do know this. I'm just reading through questions, folks. That's why there's a dramatic pause in between sometimes. And it's Wrestle_Radio or BTrain05000, whichever floats your boat. But I do want to commend WWE for giving the fans a good Royal Rumble. It's been ages since we've been privileged to have such a Royal Rumble. Some people say, well, I don't know what you're talking about. The Royal Rumble was just fine the way it was. Really, so if you like redundant, repetitive stories and builds that make no fucking sense, that lead to nowhere, and that's why fandom gets lost to great companies like Ring of Honor and New Japan, where do you think they dug up Shinsuke Nakamura? Where do you think they got Asuka from? Kairi Sane, Hideo Itami. Some people get lost in the shuffle. Or they do what Cody Rhodes does. And it's not a miracle, it's not miraculous that this happened. Some fan 01, that is a screen name, from Laredo, Texas. Do I believe Cody Rhodes and Kenny Omega will happen? That was a question from last night. I believe the answer to that question, sir, is I believe it will happen. I just don't know when, and I don't know where. But anyways, I want to stay on subject. I want to stay on the course. I want to stay par for the course. So someone, don't know who, basically decides, okay, Kevin and Sammy's going stale. We want to push for this direction and things to go this way. Now, in wrestling, sometimes push for this direction and go this way means let's pray the fans don't take it the wrong way. This is why sometimes in some shape or form, the WWE misunderstands how fans are reacting. Oh, they're really not going for it. They really hating Zayn and Owens together. Can we break them apart? You know, same thing with Jericho and Owens. I'm pretty sure that Jericho is going to Japan. He'd been wanting to do it since August of last year. Finally got his wish and went their separate ways. Owens got kind of just tossed around, booked to lose to Goldberg. I'm pretty sure some people say he really swallowed the by losing to an old guy like Goldberg. In my humble opinion, what they're doing right now with Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens on SmackDown Live, normally I would give a SmackDown Live review, but I got to say this right now, folks. My thoughts on Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, most of you who are casual babyface fans, it's cool. We can cheer for whomever, and we can cheer for anyone and everyone we want, right? So why is it such a bad thing to cheer for Kevin Owens? Why is it such a bad thing to cheer for guys like Sami Zayn or Samoa Joe or people who were once upon a time in NXT? They really shouldn't have been put through that ringer, but they were. And I'm pretty sure some people laugh and say, well, I'm sure, Mr. Rails, that they have a plan. They know what they're doing. Give it, you just leave it to the pros. Honestly, guys, fans have left it to WWE for years. They've let them have the ball in their court, and boy, do they just lose it out of bounds. Or they, I don't know, very many basketball terms. I watched basketball, don't get me wrong, back in the day, and I watch some of it currently. But anyways, what really bugs me is you have guys like AJ Styles and guys like Daniel Bryan. Why are you guys not getting the hint? He's been medically cleared. I guess his hands are tied and he really can't go against company policy, right? Some say Kevin Owens and Daniel Bryan could have gone at it. Some say that Shane McMahon is kind of being involved where he doesn't need to be involved. I know that in the past, you know, Shane would get involved in the match and people would say, I don't like the way things are going. He did earn the respect. And yes, Shane does have an involvement in this whole thing. I'm sure he and Sammy and Kevin on a professional basis outside the ring get along just fine. Everything's peachy keen. But what's not peachy keen, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that you have a story going on between Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. So now they're laying the foundation, if you will. They're setting the table for people to come watch this whole thing between Kevin and Sammy, just wondering, weren't these two supposedly best friends for like 6 weeks now? And now all of a sudden, a month and a half fucking later, bye, terminate the idea, put it in the shredder, let's have Sammy, you know, go up to the top. To be honest with you, I don't think very many people would mind. Sammy's got a lot of fans still, and so does Kevin. It's ironic that these two are drawing more than Orton. And somewhat, you know, Nakamura finally got pushed the correct way. I'm not sure why they had him job to Jinder Mahal, but back to Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, shall we? These two put on one hell of a damn show against AJ Styles at Royal Rumble. Although the way things are booked, the way the outcomes have happened so far as of late is favoring people that are not named Kevin Owens, and it is favoring people that is not named Sami Zayn. It's called wrestling. You got to diversify a story if a story is not going anywhere on the board. It's what they production would tell you or have you believe. For people who have never been in a room and been playing shit out, let me just give you a lowdown on this. If you want insight on how they plan shit for WWE or anything involving wrestling, watch a documentary. I'm pretty sure they'll show it there. I'm not giving away all the magic secrets, okay? Although I'm pretty sure most of you already know, oh, it's predetermined. Oh, this shit's fake. Well, it's not fake when you have two people that are in the business that are worthwhile and they're getting treated like as such, okay, so they're being put in the main picture. Yes. Is there a problem? What seems to be the problem? Well, the problem that I'm having with other like-minded fans is that when you have a pairing, why not? You didn't even give them the opportunity to become tag team champions. Why you just put them in a loop with AJ Styles? You booked them against Nakamura Orton. Booking's not the issue. It's only half the issue. Some people really don't get how to book certain people who can really bring ratings to your show. SmackDown Live isn't having an issue, in my opinion. Although most people say that Tuesday was a bad time to air a show. What do you know? I've had enough people come up to me on Instagram, or actually message me on Instagram, not come up to me, message me on Instagram and say, well, how would you book things if you were in control? Well, first of all, I would consult the talent to see what they think of the idea before I fucking pitch something to them, because if you just pitch an idea, hey, you know, you're going up against so-and-so and this is how you're going to execute it. These guys are fucking experts when it comes to, okay, this is how I'm going to do the match. They know how to get the crowd involved. They know how to get the crowd engaged. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are amazing in that regard. So really, the problem I'm having is, why? Why are we breaking them up so soon? No, that's not the problem I'm having. The problem I'm having is, in place of certain things, how are you to book Sami Zayn solo when you did a horrible job booking him as a babyface? You literally killed things. I don't quite understand why. I don't quite understand how we can go from they're tearing things up, you know, as heels. They're getting more attention than the Golden Children, as I refer to them. The Golden Children would be John Cena, Randy Orton. I haven't seen very much of Randy because I believe Randy is busy either playing Peacekeeper or he's playing Ass Kicker. And to be honest with you, Randy Orton, Shinsuke Nakamura compared to Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. Randy Orton has gained the attention of a lot of people, negative and positive. And that's what a wrestling crowd gives you, is feedback, right? There are certain people in this world that understand the concept. They do what they will with it, and they make it work. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are those two guys. They make things work. So I don't know what to tell you in some instances when it comes to why did they drop this story and then they come up with another. That is the problem that WWE runs into a lot. Because you have conflicting ideas and concepts. Then some say, well, no, this is the way it's supposed to be written and this is the way it's supposed to go. On a relatable note, fans, some of us understand, some of us don't. If you've ever worked briefly in a business, you still don't know shit because 1 week could be great for the idea of Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, so you keep them on for 1 week? No. The concept was kind of similar to Jericho and Owens pairing, which, fine by me. I mean, I'm pretty sure Chris didn't mind. I'm pretty sure Kevin didn't mind. But if you really want my humble opinion on what's going on between Zayn and Owens, I sense a Sami Zayn push. Simply because, look, Kevin Owens and Sami had problems during the tag team match last night against Shinsuke Nakamura and AJ Styles, which everything seems to be force-fed now on SmackDown Live. It's too gimmicky. It's too blah sometimes. Other times, SmackDown Live will be on point with their promos. Some of their promos, man, I don't know what to tell you is the common theme, because I would say this is the way they structure it because they want you to believe, they want you to be drawn in with what they're presenting to you. My bad for trying to assess what WWE is trying to do, because we're all fucking confused. Since Royal Rumble was decent, you know, it has to taper off and occasionally be shitty here and there. I'm really at a loss what to tell you. This person, okay. How do you say your name? Mayel? Oh, okay, Mayel, okay. That is how you say your name. Nice. Mayel from Atlanta, Georgia wants to ask, do I believe Randy Orton will have another WWE championship? And if so, who will he face? I don't know. I don't think that's the direction they're going towards. I mean, Randy's quite a workhorse. He's a very good worker. It just depends on who you give to him. I'd say if AJ's still champion, which I highly doubt after Shinsuke faces him, because he brought Shinsuke Nakamura up to the main roster. There's no way in hell he's going to lose to AJ at Mania, so you think. Can't give away all the little secrets, man, how things are booked. But no, for real, back on the Sami-Kevin saga, I do think it's way too soon to put Sami in a title picture. What if Sami Zayn becomes champion? How are fans going to react to that? Some of them don't even know Sami Zayn. Some, not all, some. Most of the people outside of WWE knew who he was in the capacity of PWG and also, you know, Ring of Honor. But other than that, outside of anything and everything, do you really know who Sami Zayn is? And the WWE did a piss poor job, some of you say, of how they booked Sami Zayn as a babyface. If Sami would have won that ladder match at WrestleMania 32, if Sami would have won the World Heavyweight Championship in this match, if he would have gone over in this match, I honestly, guys, I'm just saying from a fan's perspective, you have two gentlemen that can really draw a reaction from a crowd. The crowd in different ways. It's no longer babyface heel. It's I want to cheer for this guy or this gal because they make sense to me. It's called fandom. It always has been. But what I'm trying to relate to you guys is, how would you react if AJ Styles lost the championship before WrestleMania? I mean, why not? Everyone just wanted to make it a one-on-one affair with Shinsuke and AJ Styles. So obviously, fans are going to get what they want. And I know that Fastlane is coming up. I know that Elimination Chamber is coming up. The question remains, why did they pull the plug from AJ, or not AJ, from Kevin and Sammy? As I said before, it went fucking stale. That's the only thing I can think of. It went stale. Fans were, you know, I wouldn't say overly complaining, but the fans with the IQ of 12, yes, they fucking were. So to wrap all this madness up about Sammy and Kevin, I believe the show in KC, I will be seeing some of you. I am flying home. I do have some time off work. And, of course, it is next to my father's birthday. Hey, happy early birthday, Pops. So, yes, to end that saga there, because I'm talking around in circles, we're going to give you the advertisements. For those of you wishing to sign up for a membership, a lifetime membership to the Monster Factory, you want to go to a wrestling school? Quit fucking procrastinating. Go to monsterfactory.org. The number's right on the website. It's also on the vehicle that Mr. Danny Kays drives occasionally, okay? The number's also on Instagram and Twitter. If you don't have a Twitter handle, if you don't have an Instagram handle, please fucking get one. You don't even have to have one to get a phone number, okay? It's monsterfactory.org. Speaking of Monster Factory, you can go to the website. There is a camp on April 20th and 21st. For further information, please visit the website at monsterfactory.org. Danny Cage will be able to answer your questions through email, text message, or if you like the old-fashioned, hey, I'm going to be there. Oh, cool, man. They're going to feed you. They're going to give you free lodging. There's no hotel cost. All you got to do is pay for the airfare and the camp. It is the 20th and 21st. You only can attend one day. That's great. Message Danny about it, sir. Thank you very much. I'm going through the advertisements. Questions will come later. For those of you wishing to kick cancer square in the ass, you can do so by going to two websites for me, SusanGComan.org and Cure for Connor. Be sure to kick cancer square in the ass. Fund the research. Fight the good fight against cancer and kick cancer square in the ass. For those of you wishing to join the WWE Network, you can do so by going to WWE.com. First month free. Preloaded card gets you 3 more months free. Not free, but you have to pay $24.97. You can get the card on the website or your local GameStops, Dollar Generals, Walmart, 7-Eleven. For those of you wishing to attend a wrestling school in the Midwest, you can do so by going to the Brayford Black School or the NWL TPC located in North Kansas City, Missouri. That was fast. Now, folks, in about 7 seconds and counting, I'm going to tap into my crazy. Of course, I do that every time, but... Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of personality. All right, let's get to the nitty-gritty, shall we? As you can see in the title, I wanted to talk to you about a few things. First and foremost, changes in 2018 for WWE, good, bad, for real, or my thoughts on Dirt Sheets. I think I'm going to touch Dirt Sheets kind of last because the changes in WWE in 2018, too early to be predetermining what I really think, but I'm just going to say this nicely. There are certain people that read Dirt Sheets. I am guilty of doing that in the past. You know what? I don't need dirt sheets anymore because I just have Facebook for it. I read what's going on in articles that pop up on my phone and also on my computer, my tablet, what have you. I'm an electronic whore. What can I say? I'm an electronic hoarder, my bad. That really doesn't make sense if I'm an electronic whore. The point is, moving forward, I told you I was going to discuss it last, so I'm going to discuss something with you that I think is highly interesting outside of WWE. Kenny Omega, Cody Rhodes. What's going to become of this rivalry? And if so, it's going to be the match made in heaven. Here's why. Kenny Omega, guy that can work. Cody Rhodes, guy that can work and draw a crowd. Now he's completely bleach blonde. I get that, sir. I mean, if we're paying attention to hair color, then boy, are we missing the boat. So here's what I'm saying. There are certain people that believe Kenny Omega and Cody Rhodes would be an interesting match, to say the least. And why is this? Because you need to have some form of interest when you're watching wrestling outside of WWE. There's Matt Riddle, there's Keith Lee, but those guys are interesting, don't get me wrong. But when you see Kenny Omega, a man that basically put on a clinic of a match with Chris Jericho, what will be people's interest in this match? And people are already formulating in their heads that Kenny Omega might be headed to WWE. I don't know. And I don't want to touch on that subject because here's why. If you delve too much into, I wonder if he's going to WWE. I wonder if she's going to WWE. Well, we all wondered about Candice LeRae, remember? We all wondered about Joey Ryan, remember? His gimmick, I don't know how well it would pan out for him if he just had to wrestle. Some of you would say. But the truth is, Joey Ryan's doing what Chief J. Strongo told Scott Hall. He's making money. Same thing with Kenny Omega. The man is making money. That's all that you need to know. And he's entertaining the masses and giving fans an actual fucking show. Same with Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes is making money. And he's entertaining. So, here's my thing. Watch. Discuss. But don't ever sit there and be like, oh, I wonder if Kenny Omega is going to the E. Signs are pointing toward maybe, because if you just observe, look, Jericho comes from WWE, yes, but he also was a part of WCW first. WCW is defunct. I get it. But what was Jericho's mission? Was it just to wrestle a good match and then, you know, go elsewhere, say that I actually wrestled in Japan again? Or was he itching to have something different outside of WWE? So there's a lot of questions I would love to ask Chris. Like, what was it like to hear the oohs and the ahs and to see the crowd react the way they did in Japan? Omega is one of those guys that his ego may be a little bit too over the top. And some may not be able to take him seriously, but look at what he's doing. Look at what he's doing. It's not like he said, oh, yeah, I want to wrestle Chris Jericho. I bet you that's not what he said out of the blue, but you know how many people were not aware that Jericho was headed there. Maybe they were. Only the supermarks. or I call them smarts. It just makes you wonder, though, since AJ Styles was booted out of the club, or since they're just trying to solve things, it makes you wonder in your own head as a fan, is Omega going to make the leap? Because we didn't think AJ Styles would be there, and look, here he is. Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly, Adam Cole. List goes on, folks. The list goes on. Of people who you never thought in a million years would be in WWE. The Great Muta did not, but he was in WCW. Muta, comparatively speaking to Kenny Omega. I'll tell you one thing. I believe Great Muta is one of those guys that you have the utmost respect for because he doesn't play around. He doesn't screw around. He just wrestles. Omega talks a big game and can back it up, which is a rarity because in wrestling, when you watch it, there are certain guys that just don't really have it put together. And it just makes you say, okay, is Kenny Omega going to face off with Cody Rhodes? Is there a possibility that this match could finally, you know, take place? I think that, you know, some people just forget. They forget that this is wrestling. They forget, okay, this is Cody Rhodes. This is Kenny Omega. The question is, when is this going to happen? I don't know, because you keep asking me, and like, I fucking know what's going to happen outside of a wrestling match between those two would be really fucking amazing. Yes, I agree. I agree completely, Kyla. So, folks, I'm going to switch gears as I normally do on this show, on Off the Rails Uncensored, because there's so many things that are on my mind, and I only have but 50 minutes to complete the task of getting everything off my chest in an orderly, crazy fucking fashion. Well, first things first. The changes in WWE, they changed the Raw logo, they changed the SmackDown logo, they signed Ronda Rousey. I mean, there are a lot of things going on right now that make the fans say, which one is fucking real? So far, SmackDown Live is living up to their prowess. I mean, Monday Night Raw has only had a few episodes in the week, including the debauchery known as the Raw 25th anniversary. But I'm focused on what direction are they headed for WrestleMania? Because it is WrestleMania season starts at Survivor Series. It doesn't start at SummerSlam. That shit starts right at Survivor Series. Then it carries on into Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble, for the very first fucking time, was actually brilliant. It had no flaws in it, except for the triple threat match, which makes all the fans wonder, okay, we all knew that Lesnar was going to win, we just didn't know how. And so, I would like to say, first and foremost, congratulations to WWE. They had an amazing Royal Rumble. Monday Night Raw afterwards, though, fucking A. It was 75-25. What do I mean by this? 75% of it was decent with no promos, very little promos, and it had action, something that SmackDown Live really all this time has had since 2 years ago, even 3 years ago. And somehow SmackDown Live has shorter rating capacities.
or smaller rating capacities when it comes to ratings in total, with a 1.98 as a, or 1.96 as an average, according to Carewick.com. Also, several other ratings, CBS, Bleacher Report, so on and so forth. Speaking of ratings and dirt sheets, I gotta say this nicely. To whomever reads a dirt sheet and believes that shit will actually come true, unless you are on a valued source that actually reports, because some of the stuff is leaked, what is the point of going to the show then? If you know what's going to happen, that's like having a cheat sheet on a math test. Only difference is, cheating on a math test in some regards, you know, it's still cheating. A dirt sheet, for example, Ronda Rousey and The Rock versus Stephanie and Hunter. I mean, it's not out of the question. It's not to say, oh, you guys are dumb for thinking this way, but excuse me, Stephanie is not out of shape, but why, unless you're trying to create controversy, which the WWE has been known to do, good and bad. For after all, they got Mike Tyson. Did he steal the fucking spotlight from anyone? No. Stone Cold wasn't. He didn't care. The hilarity of this is, folks, is if you look at dirt sheets, that is defeating the purpose of going to a show and just enjoying it like normal human beings. Some of us still grasp that concept. Some of us still go to a movie and they don't read the spoiler. The only time you'll ever catch me reading a spoiler from a movie, almost never, because I want to be the judge for myself. I want to get the natural feel to things. And this is just opinion. If you read a dirt sheet, are you a bad person? No. It just means that you have no fucking concept of how a show will turn out if you were just to leave things to chance. Because then you're like, well, I want to read it because I want to know the results. I fucking hate it when I don't know the results. I get it. There's people like that. I'm not saying that it's bad, but if you read consistently, how the fuck do you expect to enjoy shit? That's like going to a magic show and you say, hi, do you say to your little cousin and you say, do you know that dude is pulling fucking rabbit out, and here's how he does it. Here's how he pulls the flowers out of his scarf or out of his pocket. Like, oh, real motherfuckers, do you really want to play that game? For those of you that read the sheet about Ronda Rousey and Stephanie McMahon scoring, I'm not saying it's completely untrue, but if we're really going to fill WrestleMania 34 with that bullshit, you're going to be disappointed. I'm just telling you as I see it, because there comes a point in time when you're going to not have a dirt sheet and you won't have the results. Bleacher Report used to, I mean, they used to give the results of the show. So, what is the sole purpose of a dirt sheet? Can someone explain that to me? I would like to know, because some of you are saying, well, I read it because good reading material and I want to know what's up. There's a difference between reading wrestling news and reading a dirt sheet. A dirt sheet is something that gives results to a match or gives who's going to appear, who's going to be in the building. Like, dude, really? We got Twitter, we have Instagram, we all have Facebook, so pretty much you're really not doing yourself a favor. You're doing yourself a disservice by reading a fucking dirt sheet. And why? Because that's like saying to a person that's never, you know, read Harry Potter, and you're reading, like, I read the dirt sheets and they said this is how it's going to end. I hate people like that. I had someone that ruined the Cruiserweight Classic for me. All because, you know, you can't sit there and say, oh, well, so-and-so won the whole match. And I'm sitting there going, yeah, that's great. I didn't want to know that TGP or TJP won the whole thing. So, really, it was a pain in the ass. It was a pain in the ass knowing the results because someone went online. They said it was pre-taped, so why should I even care? Well, you should, because here's what I had to say. To the people who read Dirt Sheets, do it on your own time. Please do not fucking discuss that in front of people like me. Why? I would rather tune you out because I don't think you guys understand the concept of being consistent. Sometimes people leak that shit just to get a rise out of you. Oh, for real, I heard so-and-so is going to win the Royal Rumble. People who dig into that shit are like the same people who go to a club that they've been bounced out of a million times and they know the bouncer's going to kick their ass. So, what I'm saying to you is, my thoughts on the change, first and foremost, the changes, I think it's good. I think we're going in the right direction. And for real, yes, I do think it's a good thing, but I also don't know if fans should really, really feel safe, because looks like WrestleMania is going to be decent. The pay-per-views in between, it all depends, and it's weird. Sometimes the pay-per-views in between for WWE ends up being decent, just like, well, most of the time Ring of Honor has a decent showing for their stuff, such as Final Battle, and that's always a good one. There's always good ones in Ring of Honor. Is there ever a bad one in Ring of Honor? I don't think so. At least not in my opinion. Evolve will always have amazing, amazing shows. Wrestling Revolver, that's another one that doesn't disappoint. Like their Cinco de Mayo show, their Tales from the Ring show, always good to appear in Clive and see amazing shows. So, back to the topic at hand. Are the changes in WWE good? That's up to you guys, because I'm sick and tired of people saying the Dirt Sheet said this was going to happen. You know, I read somewhere. That's usually a cue for someone to say, or that's usually suspect, because which source did you grab the information from, number one? Number two, what purpose are you serving other than, you know, being one of those that likes to inquire, likes to read about shit that will never happen? Or sometimes if it does happen, you got lucky that it got leaked from a source. Some people get in trouble for leaking that shit, because that's, like I said, it's like giving away all the magic tricks that a magician does, and to say, well, I didn't know, I didn't expect that. Sometimes, guys, that's why in 2013 to 14, I just stopped. I stopped reading Dirt Sheets. I read articles about what people are up to and what they're doing, what happened to them, you know, personally, because that shit people lead up, including myself, because why? Reading the news versus reading Dirt Sheets, how is that any different? Reading the news about wrestlers like Enzo Amore, for example, and the allegations that the female was bringing across the table about what Enzo was doing, I mean, this crazy bitch threw out allegations right and left, but the problem is Enzo didn't report to the company. That's what I read. He did not report that these allegations had been occurring. So stuff like that is very, very captivating. It's TMZ worthy. It's newsworthy. I'm a broadcast journalist, motherfuckers. That's why I believe in reporting to you shit that you can actually soak up and be like, oh man, I didn't know this. I didn't even know that was going on. Like, for example, when Ric Flair was having heart issues or liver issues, most people were just saying, oh, this is just fake news, or, oh, that's bullshit. Rick's really, you know, he's okay. But yet you'll believe that Vader is coming back for the Royal Rumble. I mean, come on, guys. I really, at this point, when I'm reading shit that comes across my newsfeed about match results and spoilers, I know someone will raise their hand in this audience and say, this is what I do. Good for fucking you, dude. I don't hate dirt sheets. I just think they're a waste of space, because whoever leaks the result, they're just trying to get people to tune in, when in fact, you can do it the old-fashioned way, right? By promoting your shit. I mean, I don't think WWE intentionally leaks out their shit unless they're really, really desperate. Like in 05 or 06. Sometimes fans forget the years after 04 were not so glorious for WWE. And dirt sheets were kind of a way for us to keep intrigued, because you turn fans off by having certain results. And it seems like we haven't missed much, because there are those who get inside intel, who get leaks of story build and what they're going to do at WrestleMania, then what is the point of spending over close to $4,000 or more on WrestleMania? Or not just Mania, but any pay-per-view. You want to sit there and have the nerve to sit there and say, okay, well, this is what's going to happen according to what they're saying online. See promotion for it before the pay-per-view, and then afterwards I want to see what goes on. Because I'm not fitting to be annoyed or get upset too much, but this is my opinion. A dirt sheet is like, you know, okay, I have an itch, I gotta scratch it, so I might as well take a peek. That's what I used to do. And I used to report things, guys, on dailymotion.com pretty much based off of what a dirt sheet was saying. So in other words, yes, I'll admit, I'm a mark, but so is everyone else. And if you don't classify yourself as one, then what are you, a snob? That's another area that I didn't have enough room to put in the title. If you watch wrestling and you had a hero growing up, male or female, doesn't matter, you are a fucking mark. We all are. I was this kind of mark. I was a taker mark, blah, 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 blah. If you read a dirt sheet, it's not the end of the world. It's okay. I'm not disrespecting you for that, but I am, however, getting on to your case because, or your cases, because, okay, you read the results. Do you read the results to a movie that you've been dying to see, such as Black Panther, which is coming out currently? And unless you've read the comics, you really don't have any fucking room to sit there and be like, well, this is not going to happen, yada, yada, yada. This is going to happen in the middle portion. I'm like, I hate people like that, because they take the fun out of things. What's the fun if you're going to discuss politics? Man, I can't believe he turned him heel. Man, he was great as a babyface, but yada, yada, yada. I spent enough time in wrestling to the point where I still want to learn time hearing people still in that spectrum discuss what they read online was going to happen and what's going to occur. There's nothing wrong with what you believe they're going to book in. Because from that perspective, you're saying, well, I heard this was going to happen, and I read that was going to. They see, as soon as you start saying to me, I read, you know, in the rumor mill or along the rumor mill that this is going to happen, they're going to book this to be this way. It's not a fucking secret, folks, if someone you think is going to get their ass buried, or not even that, it's not a fucking secret that people don't have dirt sheets to fucking independence unless you have a friend that sits there and tells you, oh, well, tonight I'm going to go over and I'm going to win the fucking championship. That's somewhat different, but that's still like reading a dirt sheet because they have a source. You have a source that tells you this is what's going to happen, this is going to be the end result, and this is my fucking middle finger in your face by telling you I don't give a fuck who's going over. I like to see the show because I paid my hard-earned money for it. But no, I've literally, okay, I went to Survivor Series in Houston. You know, I went with Big Shan, right? The only annoying thing that I kept hearing was, did you hear, did you read? First of all, I listened to several other podcasts. Because listening to your own voice is kind of sacrilege, right? If you're a podcast host, you got to hear criticism from all angles, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. Now, do you know what I'm going to talk about before I even fucking open my mouth? No. And I like to keep it that way because the wholesomeness of a podcast is to be real. It's to identify with a worker, and if they don't identify with you, tough nuts, then that's okay. Because you know you're doing it wrong if the worker is trying to get off the podcast before you even say goodbye. Dirt sheets on a podcast is kind of impossible, right? You think I'm going to gripe most of the time, but I don't. I give you my insight, my opinion, on what bothers me and also what is good about wrestling. Why? There's got to be a balance. There's got to be a fucking balance. If you don't have a balance, you'll be teetering around with ideas and saying, oh, Jesus, okay, this is what happens, and this is, you know, this is how it is. I can tell you right now, dirt sheets are for those who just don't get it. Are for those who really, really just want to discuss things. And they have nothing better to do than tell you, oh, did you see that Zion Almas Andrade is, you know, getting the shaft? And, oh, man, I heard he was getting fired because he caused some shit with Zelina. I heard those two really close-knit. I can take discussions, yo. I can really dish it out, though, when it comes to people who say, I know the business just as good as anyone, and you're wearing a fucking bunny outfit. There's so many people who never fully understood why I get so upset about dirt sheets. It's because, for starters, I don't get why dirt sheets are important compared to watching the actual show in its entirety. I dare those of you who read the dirt sheets to just watch a show and enjoy it. It's different from, you know, some of my friends and I because we, you know, we're somewhat a part of the wrestling business, whether you believe I'm not. But you do not think the good old B-Train was actually a part of said business. Well, for starters, folks, not just for starters, for shits and giggles, I like watching things in its entirety, including things like NXT, including things like 205 Live. Now that Enzo's gone, I believe it can go back to being taken seriously or just making people fall asleep. How do you feel about it? But I never, ever read the dirt sheets about the new general manager, you know, Rockstar Spud or Drake Maverick, whatever you want to call him. It was his birthday, and it's really cool. It's really cool how things get put into perspective. It's really, really cool how certain people get it. As a fan, there's no criteria. You just got to cheer, you got to boo. You go to events, and you make the most of what you have. On the other hand, you have the snobs. They believe that reading dirt sheets and discussing as if I fucking care what you're discussing, especially in Philly. I don't get it how some people believe that they're always right. I believe there's a difference in opinion to what I'm saying to you guys. There just comes a point where you want to lose your shit because so many times people just base off what they read off the internet and they believe, oh, that's real. Not all of it, folks. That's what I'm here for. Read from a credible source that actually knows for sure that what he or she is blogging or posting about is 100% factual. I'm saying this nicely because I've seen some posts on Facebook from friends, and it really bugs the fuck out me. What bugs the fuck out me? Did you hear so-and-so, blah, 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 or they make fun of situation that person was in, and they make a fucking spectacle of it. And it can be not just about wrestlers. It's about a fan that's crazy. Well, you know what? I don't feel sorry for the poor-ass crazy motherfucker that sat there and messaged you a sexual message. But when you start quoting off of dirt sheets, this is something that I was guilty of doing. When you start doing that shit, what purpose are you serving? There's even a purpose as a fan to be a servant to wrestling. Do you know what that purpose is? Enjoy the show. Don't say shit. Unless, you know, you're bothered, you want to vocalize it, that's what podcasts are for. And boy, Corey Graves and them were right. Podcasts started popping out of nowhere, reporting about dirt sheets. And it's like, there's more to life than reporting a dirt sheet on a fucking podcast. Why? Okay, so if all you do is report dirt sheets, then what other purpose do you have? So basically, you're a glorified mark who believes something as much bullshit as Ronda Rousey going to tear the woman who gave her a fucking contract. Now, granted, Stone Cold tore Vince a new one back in the day during Attitude Era because it was a different time. Now, I'm not saying that Stephanie can't put up a fight, but are we to believe that the boss is going to take off the heels, put on the boots, and wrestle with Triple H? She's done it before. I'm not saying that it's out of the question, but the Miz Taraz versus the Balor Club, that one's more believable. But at the same time, folks, at the same time, from WWE logistics, what would be the one thing to make sense? The dirt sheets or the actual company itself leaking their shit to either Bleacher Report, CBS, Gerwick.news? I mean, there's plenty of fucking news sources that have insight and intel to what they believe is going to happen. So in other words, it's fictitious, some of it is, you know, plausible but not doable. How so? I don't speak for the writing staff of WWE or creative or production, a booking team of WWE. However, on behalf of Wrestle Radio and Off the Rails Uncensored's podcast, get your head out of your ass. Please do. Having a dirt sheet in wrestling is like having the New England Patriots deflate their ball, deflate the footballs, and also have someone hired to lip read from the sidelines and cheat. It's like having a cheat sheet for any test in college. It's fucking bullshit. It gives people stuff to read. I mean, it's great sitting on the pot material, sitting on the toilet and reading this bullshit, because here's the thing. If you're reading from a line of garbage, I really, at this point in juncture in my career, I don't have sympathy towards you at all. Because why? you're the type of fan that goes up to a wrestler and tries to commiserate with them, and they don't really care. And trust me, I would not know from experience because I've never had that happen. I'm always the type that doesn't say a word. I take my picture, I get my autograph, I go home. I don't discuss dirt sheets. And I know some fans, you know what happens? When you see this for yourself, I'm being for real. When you see this bullshit occur at a hotel, in a locker room setting, you say to yourself, what kind of etiquette were you taught as a child? Are you the type of child that when they didn't get what they wanted, did like your world was going to end and then you got what you wanted eventually because you whined, bitched, and moaned and complained? Or were you the child that actually sat there because you knew your parents were either going to give you a whooping and you got one because you were acting like a brat? And you actually later on in life became a good, decent person, a decent human being, because you knew what to, you know, go on in life just enjoying things instead of looking to cut corners and cheat sheets. Things take care of themselves, folks. So when you read a dirt sheet, that's on you. That is like taking the fun out of a child going to their very first wrestling event, and you say, well, John Cena is supposed to win tonight against Finn Balor. That's taking the positivity away out of certain things. It's just one of those things where you say, okay, I know how this is supposed to be. I know that this person is going to win because it said so in the dirt sheets. Like Nikki Cross versus Lacey Evans, for example. I think most of you forget. Like I said, I would like to see Nikki beat the fuck out of Lacey, for example. I don't want to read Nikki Cross defeats Lacey Evans. Because we all know that wrestling matches can go either way in NXT and on main roster and in Ring of Honor, anywhere for that matter. Do you know why that is, folks? Because wrestling ain't for the faint of heart. It's not for those who read dirt sheets. Well, in some instances, not all. But what I never understood was why? Why are we trying to just read too much into things, such as dirt sheets? Those things are like flat tires, man. Yeah, you get them. Do you trust that they're going to drive you home? No. So why bother, right? Why bother going home on three tires? And you can drive easily with a new set of tires and brand new, you know, brand new lug nuts. I mean, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting how some of you deal with me basically laying the law or laying the land out, which basically means you have to understand that in wrestling, or anything, so you know who's going to win the Super Bowl. Well, we all kind of know. Because every time that I've read about the Patriots, I think I know that they're going to win because they're cheating. See what I did there? It's not enjoyable, although you take a look at the league and what they've done. Yeah, it's a four-fucking-drawn conclusion. that New England, because of the way they are and the way they're structured and the way their team is set up, and how Goodell supports them, I do not know. But back to the whole dirt sheet reading thing. I find it highly annoying if someone spoils something for me that I didn't want them to spoil. Like, I know a good buddy of mine, he'll sit there and say, okay, I know you don't want to hear this, but this is what I believe. You know that at NXT TakeOver, this is what the match results are going to be. And I would sit there and tell him, why? I mean, I honestly think you're trying to do this to fucking torture me. He'll say, I don't know what you're talking about. I'll sit there and literally look him in the eye and say, yes, you do. Because it drives me absolutely bonkers when someone gives the results from a sheet of paper online. I'm thinking to myself, if you read results, what is the point? What is the point? How does it matter? Why should I care? Or, here's my other personal favorite. Why should you care? I should care because reading a dirt sheet, does it make you a fan? Does it make you any different? Yes, it does, and yes, it will, because having to actually sit and look and discuss with people who don't think any different because it's all they know. I heard that Hogan was coming back at WrestleMania. Yowza! It's not been confirmed. It's not been denied. So please quit coming up with this bullshit. But I know I'm hoping against hope and wishing against all well wishes. But there is a saving grace, folks. You can get dirt sheets on NXT all you want. But the truth of the matter is, sometimes they don't give you match results. And that's the beauty part of this. The beauty part of this is that NXT and Ring of Honor, they all have dirt sheets. But do others choose to read it? No. Because why? It gives me, the fan, a choice. Dirt sheet just basically, it keeps you hostage. Makes you feel like, damn, why'd I even bother? You drive miles upon miles, you fly all the way to Orlando, and then for someone to sit there and give away the results to a show. Trust me, I was pissed when it was WrestleMania 34. Nah, let me retract that statement. I was pissed when it was WrestleMania 33, and some asshole decides to give me the results to WrestleMania 33. As if we didn't already see Undertaker losing. That one's kind of a given. Possibly, you know, to NXT TakeOver. Oh, and my old personal favorite, gave results to an independent show, Evolve. Why? I asked this gentleman, do you take pleasure in being mean? And he started laughing directly at my question. So in return for a response, towards this asshole, I distinctly said, if you read a dirt sheet, it's like giving away the magic tricks of a magician to your own child who has never seen magic in his or her life.
I guess you're right.
You're damn right I am. 12 minutes and this insanity left to tell you? Well, gee, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, for those of you judging me and saying that I am nothing but a narcissistic asshole who just talks around in circles and really doesn't have a point to what he's saying, I will respond to you like this. I talk about the hot button issues all the goddamn time. When it comes to the real parts of wrestling, there's lots of them and many of them that I'm still learning. I'm just relaying to you what really agitates me. It's people who don't fucking listen to what they sound like or to what they give the people impression of what they're like. So you want honesty, you want people not to hate you as a fan. This is coming from a worker's perspective. Fans can do whatever the fuck they want. When it comes to telling us the dirt sheet, I'll play around with you. But I'm not sure about other people. And I'm a manager, right? I'm a mouthpiece. I'm one of those people that doesn't care if I'm negating certain things around the wrestling world. Because that's way too much to report. Yes, it gives this show depth. Yes, you know, on Wrestle Radio, it gives me people that leave me horrible messages on Instagram. Am I going to change things up? No. In some instances, yes. How am I going to change things up? I'll tell you. I don't read off dirt sheets. I just read news. There's a difference. There's a difference, and I'm going to repeat it. Reading the news in pro wrestling, like if someone is injured or hurt or having sex with a dog, sick shit like that will get attention, right? Aleister Black, being the first open Satanist. Stuff like that. I don't even know that's old news. It still gives you the impression that I give a damn about wrestling, because why? I attend shit that's really outside my comfort zone, like going to small towns. Some of them, you know, I like, because they're people that are friendly, that are cordial, that'll talk to me. But I don't read dirt sheets. That's what I'm getting at. I can have the wrestling experience without the dirt sheets. I can basically have an enjoyable experience at a wrestling show without feeling like I have to explain myself as to why I like a certain somebody. And now, here's the problem, folks. When I've discussed certain topics, like who's the greatest in WWE history, it gets debated. That's a good one. Who's the greatest in Ring of Honor history? That also gets debated, because fans, like I said, for some odd reason, now in this day and age, we're set in our ways. I'm guilty of that in some regard. But I feel like when it comes to dirt sheets, some are highly entertaining. Entertaining as in you're going to put Stone Cold Steve Austin as a special guest referee in a match that makes literally no sense. Like, in a women's match, I can see it. Not really. I mean, some of you are saying, I see him showing up to WrestleMania anyways. Well, yeah, I don't doubt that Stone Cold, you know, would not be there, but don't expect him to wrestle a full-on Iron Man match against Shawn Michaels. I mean, some of this stuff, like I said, I wonder where people get their material. Like, Odoreal, if I had a choice to discuss certain things when it comes to wrestling, it would sound something like this. Well, are you going to WrestleMania? Or are you going to Ring of Honor? Are you going to House of Glory, man? I'll catch you at the show. Something as simple as that versus, hey, here the Billy Gunn and Road Dogg are coming back for Raw 25th. That one, that part of the discussion is okay. I'm not saying you can't discuss who's making a comeback or an appearance. It just bugs the ever living fuck out of me. Why? Why do people read dirt sheets so they have something to put on their podcast? Okay, I can easily do that. I can easily go to Bleacher Report, CBS Sports, you know, Cage Side Seats. I mean, those are the fucking things that I went to as a fucking amateur wrestling fan. I'm not a better fan. I'm just a fan. I'm a guy that's been a fan, a manager, a referee. Not in WWE, but I do know this. If you sit there at an autograph table and you start up the conversation, I read somewhere that this happened to you. Is that true? Now, can any person get away with that? I don't know. You'd have to be a pretty special case. To me, it just says, okay, you read the dirt sheet and then you get mad at me when I tell you in response, like, please don't do that shit. Because workers will tell you, if you are a mark, an extreme, like a smark, and you try to talk lingo with one of us when you have never stepped foot in the ring and you have never taking the time out to travel and do the drives and sacrifice time away from your family, your loved ones, then please do the world a favor, shut the fuck up, and keep your dirt sheet thoughts to yourself. And as I told you, there's a difference between dirt sheet and news reading. There's a difference between local news and world news. So I could do this all night comparing and contrasting shit, because for those of you leaving me nasty messages on Instagram right now, it's because I'm hitting home, you keyboard warriors. For those people who just believe in anything that they read, such as football news, you know, the news that it's cited the same on Yahoo News. No, like, there's different news. It's just written by different people. It's all about the source. So if you have a valid source, yes, I and others will fucking listen to you at said autograph table. But if you are sitting there griping because we didn't pay attention to you as a fan because you sat there trying to start something by saying something that was on the rumor mill, guess the fuck what? We ain't gonna pay attention to you. It's no secret. It is no secret, folks, as to why some of you get snubbed. And it's not just at autograph sessions. This is at meet and greets. And not just me, in the locker room, have had an experience. I heard about an experience that somebody had. Now, this was 2 years ago. Bubba Ray Dudley was trying to eat his pasta. Wouldn't be left alone because you asked the question, how do you throw a punch? I'm using this as an example. I know it's in the past. But if you approach somebody like that, it wasn't reading from a dirt sheet. It was just, it wasn't the greatest. It wasn't the greatest way to present something, so is there a better way? Yes. Now that person knows, and it's done with, it's over. But when you sit there at a hotel, good luck on Sunday, I heard you were supposed to win. You heard that so-and-so was supposed to win against Seth Rollins. Do you think that he's going to respond to you? This is why I say reading dirt sheets to a superstar is a no-no. That's if you go up to Cody Rhodes and say, I heard you were supposed to really beat the fuck out of Dalton Castle. I even heard you were supposed to blade. Like, he'll crack a smile, or he'll just get irritated to the point, and he'll sign your autograph. He'd be cordial. And I guess just put things into that perspective. But, folks, do yourselves a favor. Do not read dirt sheets that are bullshit, because you'll just annoy the ever-living fuck out of me. And others, for that matter. So please pay attention. That's all I ask. Be aware of your surroundings. Serve the business as a fan. Enjoy yourself. Don't overthink things and just have a damn good time, all right? I'm going to have me a good time visiting a friend, okay? It's her birthday, too. Happy birthday, Cassie. I love you, sweetie. Happy 30th. You're an amazing person. So, good night, folks. I am Brian Rails, a.k.a. B-Train. And if you don't believe in what I'm telling you, I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. Oh, yeah. And my custom made goodbye. Toodles, bitches! Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of something I would be.